This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz, and if you were with me yesterday, I asked this question, what's your attitude like? And I said then there are positive and negative attitudes. And one of the negative attitudes that some of us will have is looking back and wanting to live in the past, you know, the good old days. Yes, the past could have been pleasant and nice. It may not have been, but you can't stay there. Well, I want to move on to what I call the forward attitude. This is like a positive attitude, wanting to look to the days ahead or even dreaming about the future. So here's the question, how do you picture your tomorrows? Because regardless of what your past may have been, the future for you and me stretches out like this big sketch pad waiting for you to make your mark. So what is your picture going to be? What are your dreams for you, for your life, your family? Where do you want to be in 6 months down the road, or a year from now, or even 5 and 10 years' time? Now, these are important questions. It was the Apostle Paul who said in Philippians 3:13-14 from the New Testament, he said, I don't feel that I've already arrived, but I forget what is behind, and I struggle for what is ahead. I run towards the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize, he said, that God offers because of what Christ Jesus had done. Now, I reckon that Paul had a tremendous forward-thinking attitude. I think we've got to have that sort of thing when it comes to life, because we're going to die one day. So we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, on the promise of heaven. In Hebrews 12, the Bible says, look, get rid of everything that's going to slow you down, especially the sin that won't let go. We must be determined to run the race that's ahead of us, must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete, because he endured the shame of being nailed to a cross. He knew that later on that he'd be glad he did. Now he, Jesus, is seated at the right side of God's throne. That's in Hebrews 12:1-2. Yes, I know, there are some people struggle with what we could call the downward attitude. Do you meet someone today, or have you met someone who's down, always seems to be down? They're constantly seasick, if you like, on the journey of life. Doesn't matter what happens. They know things are just going to get worse. This downward attitude. Don't you love being around people like that? Now, do you know that we're not born as pessimists? Unfortunately, we learn how to be pessimistic. We're trained in it. There are lots of negative experiences that turn some of us into pessimists. And actually, there's an interesting story from the Old Testament. And if you look in Numbers, which is a fairly obscure part of the Old Testament, but there's some story about some pretty negative sort of people. No matter how positive things were, they could always point out the problems. Let me just sort of tell you a little bit about it. It's from just after the Exodus from Egypt, when the people left Egypt. I talked about this yesterday. And the Israelites have come to the very edge of what they call the Promised Land, a land that God had actually promised to give them, a wonderful land. But in preparing for that, the people of God had to, Moses actually, sent 12 spies to do what spies do best, spy out the country. And when they came back, they had this glowing report of a beautiful land, and what a wonderful place. But then they dropped this bombshell. The people who live there are strong. Their cities are large and walled. Giants live there. The other men said, these people are much too strong for us. They started spreading rumors. We won't be able to grow anything in that soil. And the people are like giants. They're so big, we felt as small as grasshoppers. That's from Numbers chapter 13. So obviously they hadn't heard of Paul, who said years later, do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. But anyway, Moses sent these spies into the Promised Land, and they came back with this negative view. But of the 12 that were sent, only 10 had that negative attitude. There were two others, actually. And Caleb and Joshua said that they told the people of Israel in Numbers 14, the land that we traveled through and explored is a wonderful land. And if the Lord is pleased with us, he'll bring us safely into that land. It's a rich land, flowing with milk and honey. Here they were, two people excited about the tremendous potential. Same land, same time frame, same things. But here was a negative attitude turned into a wonderful positive attitude. Well, let's try and be positive. Well, dear Lord, we thank you that there are good people around us who help. We want to be optimistic and positive, Lord. And I pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.